We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. This is my fight
song. All right, we've got two guests in now. Representative Chris Walsh from the great... it's a city now, right? It's not a town anymore.
Becoming a city, yeah.
Okay, from Framingham. He and Young Ben, our producer, had a little Framingham moment earlier and, you know, shared a little Framingham love.
Except, Chris, you can tell the story how Ben ruined the vibe.
No, tell us now.
He ruined it.
So we were talking about the fact that he was a year ahead of my daughter, and he was very honest, which I thought was very unpolitical when he said, "Well, I don't really remember your daughter there."
I do feel like a politician. As I told you, though, I don't really remember very many people at all from there. There's good reasons for that.
Yeah, now, you're better off.
Since I grew up in the '60s, I have a reason for that, but I'm not sure that you do.
I grew up in I have the same exact reason as you.
I was going to say, he's a guy who acts like he grew up in the '60s and does some of the same things that maybe you were doing.
Well, Dr. Matthew Davids is here as well, Associate Director, Center for Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Physician at the Dana-Farber. Chris, let's start with the day you found a lump.
Yeah, that was an interesting day. You know, it's one of those things there's a lump just below my groin, and just sort of an odd thing. A couple times I'd had things like Lyme disease, so I tend to, you know, when I get in the shower, sort of check myself out. I went to my primary, who said, "Well, you know, it could be a lot of different things. It's not to worry about it, but we'll have a surgeon look at it." Surgeon was sort of making noise about how it was probably nothing that was going to take it out, but in fact, it turned out to be lymphoma. Right away, I sort of thought, "Well, if you're going to have something like lymphoma in Boston, you're going to go to Dana-Farber. You're not going to mess around." And we looked at the Dana-Farber site, at the various doctors, looked at what they had done and who they were, and we called up Matt Davids here. And it's one of those things. It's sort of a mind-bending experience to realize you have serious cancer. I have to say that I've been well taken care of. I will say that all the way through this process, well taken care of.
Dr. Davids, so, what was one of the first things you said to Chris upon meeting him?
So Chris has chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is both a leukemia and a lymphoma. And one of the things that's a little hard for patients to wrap their heads around is that they usually don't need treatment right away at diagnosis. It's very different from a lot of cancers. So one of the first things I said to Chris was that the good news is you don't need treatment now, but that we need to do some additional testing. So unfortunately, some of that testing revealed that Chris has a much more aggressive form of CLL than most patients. And so we had a discussion early on where we talked about that and that he was likely to need treatment very soon.
Chris, I'm sorry, just a real quick follow-up. I don't like to make blanket statements, but I'll just say in general, from your experience, doctor, is there a different approach in talking about medical issues with men as opposed to women? Because the cliche about us, about men, stereotype, is that, you know, we're a little more thick-headed. It's a little tougher to get us to admit vulnerability. Has that been your experience in general?
In general, I'd have to say no, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just you, Michael.
Yeah. So I want to chime in with one thing. One of the things I had to decide, being a public figure, a politician, and this was a conversation I had with my wife and with some friends of mine, is what do I put out to the public? You know, do I? I had a very good friend in the State House, a rep from Western Mass, who just recently passed away from breast cancer that returned, and no one ever knew. She never told a soul that she had this. I took a different route. I've been extremely public about it and talked. Actually, I was on the local access TV the other day, and I spent a good long time telling people what I had and and how it's progressing, how it's doing. And I don't sugarcoat it. And I actually think it's been very good for both the people in my district to realize that having a disease or having cancer doesn't mean that you can't think or do your job. It just means you have a disease. And I've been really pleased with the way people have responded and the kind of support they give you when you have this.
And that was one of the things that Chris said to me right off the bat was, don't sugarcoat it for me. I want to know the truth. And so I told him from the beginning that I was worried about this type of CLL and how things were going to turn out. And I've been up front with you, I think, the whole way.
Yeah. Now, did I read the initial treatment did not go all that well, and you had to change things up? What happened there?
Well, so like Matt said, the original underlying a disease is what I would call a laconic cancer. It doesn't grow very fast. I'm a cancer. We were just trying to control it. But when it transformed and it became much more aggressive, we really just almost the next day were in treatment. And then we did chemo for four sessions of chemo, which was a week-long infusion, a week off where I couldn't really think very well, and then a week where I could try to jam all the stuff I needed to do in that third week. So we did four sessions of that, and it was working, but not working well enough. And so we've moved on from that and really shifted gears to immunotherapy, which is what I'm doing right now, which is I'm optimistic. I'm as they would say, guardedly optimistic. Yeah.
Dr. Davids, I and Chris just brought up the word. I can tell you that doing these things just a few years ago, I never heard the word immunotherapy. I've heard it a lot here over the last 2 days. How dramatically different is this?
It's really revolutionized the care of a lot of different types of cancer, including some of the solid tumors that have previously been incredibly refractory to chemotherapy. I'd say it's a little bit newer in the blood cancers. It's shown a lot of promise in Hodgkin lymphoma, where the immunotherapy is now FDA approved. But we're really just starting to explore it in these diseases like CLL and what he has now is called Richter's transformation, which is when CLL becomes a much more aggressive disease. So I think one of the things that's amazing about the relationship between immunotherapy and Dana-Farber is that the molecule that is targeted, called PD-1, was discovered right at Dana-Farber by a scientist, Gordon Freeman. So a lot of these treatments that have now been developed, really the science started right at Dana-Farber. The other thing that I wanted to highlight about the chemotherapy that Chris got was that it was on a clinical trial that included a drug called venetoclax. This is a drug that also was based on science that was developed at Dana-Farber, even going back to the 80s and 90s. And Chris is being a little bit bashful here, but he was incredibly courageous because he was the first patient in the world with this type of cancer to go on this regimen. So I thought it took a lot of bravery to actually go on this trial.
Well, I'm not sure bravery. You look at your choices in life and you kind of go, one choice is we just go down the road we know, which didn't really sound all that great. And so, one of the reasons why I essentially looked at Matt as being my oncologist was because young, aggressive, smart. It's you want someone who will get in there and fight for you, and not to take away anything from anybody else because I know they're all good, but you want someone who really is going to be in your corner and think about all of those possibilities and opportunities. It was an easy choice for me to make.
All right. I just want to make sure I heard this right, Dr. Davids. First person in the world?
That's right. To receive this combination of drugs. The drugs have been used in other patients, but to put these together for this disease, Chris was the first patient in the world to receive this.
Pioneer.
Can we name it after him or something?
Hey.
What
are
you doing?
That's not
so
bad.
I'm not sure that Dr. Davids found this amusing, but I said I was very upfront with everybody in my district about what I was doing. And so I termed myself going into the hospital GP1, guinea pig one. And I found on websites a series of guinea pigs in various with little suitcases going to the hospital. When I shaved my head, I asked him, am I going to lose my hair? And he said, yes, you're going to lose your hair. So I decided not to look like a dog in August in Georgia and just shave it all. And so I found these hairless guinea pigs online.
And, of course.
And of course,
the obvious thing.
And of course, the people in my, you know, the people that were following me online really responded saying, you know, it's nice that you have a sense of humor about this because it obviously is dangerous. But if you don't have a sense of humor, you don't have much, right?
Well, I agree.
We've met so many interesting people here over the course of these 2 days. And one thing that stands out to me in your bio, and you just tell us how this happened. How do you go from being an architect to a politician? You were an architect for like 30 years?
30 years.
So just one day you said, you know what? I don't want to design buildings and houses anymore. I want to design laws. I mean, like,
I tell people that the actual skill set of a legislator is not really different from the skill set of an architect. And what I mean by that is, as an architect, you have got to listen to people and you've got to figure out what they're actually saying to you. People never really tell you. When you say that they don't tell you the truth, it's not accurate. They tell you what they believe is wrong. And then you have to sort of suss out what the underlying condition is. And then you have to come up with these sort of interesting alternatives that are sort of out-of-the-box thinking. So you have to be able to listen to people. You have to be able to sort of follow codes and rules and whatnot. So the skill set's actually pretty good. And I encourage architects all the time to think about going into government because it's a skill set that they develop working with people that I actually think would translates really nicely.
If our producer Ben gets a ticket in Framingham, are you going to fix it for him?
I can't fix it.
That's right. He was so hoping he was going to get something out of it.
And you just had this very profound thing about the skill set and helping people, and
So one of the skill sets is not going to jail. Too many of us have stepped over that line.
Representative Chris Walsh, you've been a delight. And Dr. Matthew Davids, thank you guys both very much for being with us. We sincerely appreciate you taking the time and sharing. Thank you.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.